Dublin. Visit ladlesoflove.org.za for tickets today.
The Honest Truth with Benita Bergatini.
Smile in the Coffee FM.
Joining us this evening to share insight into why early preparation, accurate filing and smart deductions could make or break your finances this tax season is Acting Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation, Ketumetse Sesana. Ms. Sesana, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to unpacking this very topical matter.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Yes, and with the expansion of auto assessments, I see, how can we ensure accuracy and avoid unintended tax liabilities this season, Ketumetse?
So preparation is key. We have been advising our members for quite some time. In fact, when the EMP 501 period opened for employers at that stage, we were encouraging our members and actually taxpayers to have as much information as possible. So in order for you to get ahead of filing season and in order for you to, you know, have a smooth transition through this period until such point that either SARS owes you or you're able to settle your liability, it's important for you to have the correct documentation in place. So your employer should have already provided you with your IRP 5 correct in respects to the full year of assessment. If you've had two employers or more than one, then you need to have received those certificates from them, or alternatively, they should have already filed the certificates during the EMP 501 period. Your IT3T certificates from your banks, your interest that you might be earning on any accounts, your IT3Fs from insurers. So all that information that shows where you've been expending money and where you've been taxed should be information that you currently have on hand in order to provide to SARS.
How significant is the new ability to carry forward foreign tax credits on capital gains, and who stands to benefit from this change?
So this is a very welcome change. It's one that that was announced by SARS. If you would remember that having this credit, the 6-quad credit, assisted taxpayers if they spend taxes in a foreign jurisdiction. So it's essentially to say, hey, I've paid tax in jurisdiction X and I need to get a credit on that, because we know that South Africans are taxed on worldwide income. So it's just that you don't pay double tax on the certain amount of income that you earn or revenue. In previous years, you could carry it forward, which is still the case now, but the taxpayer, it was incumbent upon them to keep accurate records in order to show SARS that this is the credit that I had from, you know, this particular year of assessment or financial year, and I'm carrying it forward and I still can carry it forward, or my carry forward period ends now. What SARS is now doing in terms of automating is to ensure that they keep the records on their side. So it lessens, you know, some of the auto assessment, how information is already available to SARS to make this process easier for taxpayers. It will now be easier for those who want to utilize the 6-quad credit, so that they, SARS already has this on record. So there's no dispute with the revenue authority as to did I carry forward, did I not carry forward, how much I have left, which is one of the very welcome changes.
Helping us find out what we need to know for the 2025 tax season, Acting Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation, Ketumetse Sesana, joining us this evening on Smile FM. Join us and share your thoughts to 0829-904-904. Ketumetse, what are the most commonly overlooked deductions that we often miss out on, and how can we be more proactive in identifying and claiming for them?
Excellent question. So, of course, I always like to say, and we as the Institute would say, that paying the right amount of tax is where we want to find ourselves, right? So we don't advocate for avoidance, and we don't advocate for evasion, but we do say let's pay the right amount of tax. So some of the tax deductions that our members or taxpayers often overlook might be those out-of-pocket medical expenses to a GP, or you went to a specialist and here's the bill that you've paid, and you can actually claim those types of out-of-pocket expenses. Section 6 cap B of the income tax does allow for certain of those. Your travel costs, if you have been given a travel allowance or you're using a company vehicle, right? So you're paying a fringe benefit there. you're expending the tax, but you can actually claim back on the kilometers that you've utilized. But in those cases, still, you need to have proper documentation in place. So a logbook that has an opening and closing odometer that shows that you're using the vehicle majorly for business, you know, expenditure in the course of your trade is what you need to prove. So Section 18A, for example, is another one where you've made a donation. You felt that you can, you know, donate to the specific entity, but you didn't have an 18A certificate, or the organization didn't give you an 18A certificate that outlines all the requirements that are stipulated, you know, the type of entity, when they received their license, and all the information that's required to get an 18A. So these are just some of the overly looked tax deductions or rebates that individuals don't foresee or don't claim that can actually assist to lower your liability in filing season. Mm.
Reportedly, SARS is also streamlining so many of the tax processes. What specific improvements should taxpayers expect this year?
Well, there is the express functionality, which makes it very easy. You log on via e-filing via SARS Mobi app, so you can find more information about that on the SARS website. One that I particularly enjoyed, or that we welcomed in terms of streamlining the process, that for many years, you'll even find now with the tax ombud is conducting a systemic investigation against e-file profile hijacking, which has been you know, on the cards with taxpayers for many years, which essentially means or entails a practice where scammers or fraudulent individuals in society hijack a person's profile. They submit returns. They claim refunds. If a refund is due to me, they enter fraudulent bank accounts, and lo and behold, I don't receive the refund that was due to me. And in that case, so I was really their hands are tied, because in their books, they've paid the refund, right? But I haven't received it. A welcome change now that SARS is implementing is they are going to provide taxpayers with a list of verified banking details. And on that list, it will show the taxpayer all the banking details that are per SARS's system. You as a taxpayer can then select and say, I have no idea about this Discovery or this Capitec account, but I bank with APSA, and this is the bank account that I choose to transact with SARS. And SARS will then, if there is a refund that's due to you, paid into that bank account. So this is after, I feel, years of intervention that has been done by the various recognized controlling bodies such as SAIT, as well as now the Ombud, and SARS is now coming to the party to make the systems easier. Another welcome change that we're seeing is for provisional taxpayers. So taxpayers that earn other than remuneration. So they're defined in terms of the fourth paragraph of the first schedule to the Act. And what happens with these provisional taxpayers is, with a salaried employee, we know what your gross income is. We know how we tax you on a monthly basis so that you reach your ultimate tax liability in a year, right? Mm. But with people who don't earn a fixed salary or remuneration, they can't really foresee, like freelancers or sole proprietors, how much I'll get in this month vis-a-vis the next month, right? So they become provisional taxpayers. They make a first payment, a second payment, and a top-up payment just to ensure that their taxes are aligned for the year. This year, provisional taxpayers are going to be invited to take part in the auto-assessment process. So from today to the 20th of July, SARS will be auto-assessing and informing individuals if they've been auto-assessed. Then traditionally, from the 21st of July, that's when everyone else, you know, individuals and provisional taxpayers can then file. SARS is now inviting provisional taxpayers to take place or to take part in the auto-assessment process, which I feel, or we feel, is helping to streamline this and to invite them earlier on so that they can also file earlier and they can have their liabilities with SARS settled even earlier. So it really helps the fiscus and this particular provisional taxpayer. Those are just some of the streamlined services that we're seeing in this filing season.
For the provisional taxpayers, does the payment still remain in place in terms of those three part payments, Kato Metse?
Yes. So that still remains in place. You still need to cascade your liability. It's just that now, instead of waiting until the 21st in order to start filing or to start assessing your liability, you can do it earlier with the individuals, the millions of individuals that are auto-assessed.
Staying with freelancers, we'll add in some gig workers and maybe SMME owners. What critical steps must they also bear in mind to remain compliant and avoid penalties?
So it's keeping accurate records. When you are a freelancer, you're the employer and the employee, right? So it does tend to get a bit conflated, even a sole proprietor or a gig economy worker. Irrespective of where you are or the type of employment that you have, you still have the tax liability. So as we would advise a normal salaried individual taxpayer, we also advise your freelancers, your sole proprietors, your gig economy workers to keep detailed records. So keep detailed income and expense records. If you are a VAT vendor and you're above the threshold, keep the requisite, you know, tax invoice that shows the VAT that was expended. So that when you claim your input or your output, it's all above board, right? Submit your financial statements, accurate financial statements that indicate how an end-to-end process happened in your specific business. Allowable expenses, be wary of those and be able to claim them, and just ensure that you have your documentation in place, that you don't miss a deadline, that you submit the correct return, even though you as the employer and the employee in this case will need to actually hold your own hand through the process. Just don't miss any deadlines and be mindful of keeping every single piece of information that can assist you as supporting documentation to the return that you will file.
Reportedly, there seems to be a challenge around ghost tax practitioners. What should taxpayers look out for to vet legitimacy?
That is an excellent question. So we have ghost practitioners, and there's also bogus practitioners, where people are outrightly purporting to be tax practitioners and they operate outside of Section 240 of the Tax Administration Act. In fact, there was a case recently in Cape Town where such a gentleman was purporting to be a tax practitioner and he assisted a taxpayer and he defrauded SARS, and that gentleman is currently was sentenced to direct imprisonment of 3 years. So these types of people do exist. It is a chance that people will take. It's important and incumbent upon the taxpayer to ensure that you are contracting with a legitimate tax practitioner, as you would a medical doctor, right? You wouldn't just go to anyone. So you can't just go to anyone when it comes to a tax practitioner. So important for you to either consult SARS if you don't find joy or want to verify the person. But as I mentioned, Section 240 requires that a person who practices tax or provides advice has to be registered with a recognized controlling body. And if you go to SARS's website, institutions such as ourselves, the South African Institute of Taxation, operate within the ambit of Section 240 of the Tax Administration Act, along with our counterparts or contemporaries in the space. Those RCBs are your first point of call. So to call them and ask, Gitumis is saying that she is a tax practitioner with your organization. Is she really a tax practitioner? You might find that yes, she is, but is she compliant? Is she ethically compliant? Is she compliant in terms of the CPD? Those types of people in the RCBs will give you the correct answer. So it's important for you to ask and then check the history of the tax practitioner. So this particular tax practitioner is promising things that you know a person cannot really promise. Then you need to vet them. You need to check their history. When do these people typically operate? Are they only operating during filing season and then they've got no other client history? Those are some of the red flags that you should have professional skepticism before utilizing the services of a tax practitioner.
Okay, to Metse, lastly, many of us as taxpayers unfortunately wait until the final weeks to file. What do you recommend to help us stay ahead of the game and stay organized?
So we always have a saying, early in the day, early in the year, early in the month, right? So if you leave things to the last minute, we know that the filing season closes on the 20th of October. for individual taxpayers and provisional taxpayers on the 19th of January 2026 and for trusts as well. But don't wait for the last day. SARS obviously will be releasing auto assessment notices via email and via SMS beginning today. Be on the lookout for that information. And as soon as you can, if you've got it, you know, if you don't agree, file your revised return. If you do agree, SARS will file the auto assessment for you so you don't have to do anything. But it's important to get ahead of the game. Don't wait until the last minute because you then cannot say to SARS, oh no, I didn't file, I didn't know. We have admin penalties in terms of the Tax Administration Act that run at 350 rand per month up to 16,000 rand per month for every month that you're late with filing your return. So now that the filing season is open, get it over with, the refund is due, get your refund and be on your way until the next filing season.
Acting Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation, Kato Metse Sesana. Appreciate the insight and advice, Kato Metse. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. One last thing. SARS has indicated on their website that they're struggling with some access functionalities. So taxpayers, naturally, the filing season opened and everybody rushed to SARS's website. So they are struggling a bit with capacity. You'll see the notice there.
Yes.
If you didn't receive your SMS today, doesn't mean that you won't receive it. SARS will be releasing the auto-assessment SMSs between today and the 20th. So you still have time during that period. So just be aware that don't panic. SARS is on it. Smile.